Such a feeling's coming over me. There is wonder in most everything I see. Not a cloud in the sky, got the sun in my eyes, and I won't be surprised if it's a dream. Everything I want the world to be is now coming true, especially for me. And the reason is clear, it's because you are here. You're the nearest thing to heaven that I've seen. I'm on the top of the world, looking down on creation, and the only explanation I can find is the love that I've found ever since you've been.
Ocean, day 25. This is the Avyakta Murli of 18 January 2012. The double foreigners are the decoration of the Yajna. Whenever you come, you are the decoration of the Yajna. Everyone becomes so happy because you have one very good speciality. What is that speciality? Which double foreigners have? Clear heart, honesty. What else? Baba is saying double foreigners. Everyone becomes so happy because you have got one very good speciality. What is that? They know the father. They have known the father. They have crossed the walls of religion, custom, fashion, belief systems. Today Baba is saying they have got one very good speciality. What is that speciality? Whatever you do, whatever you have to do, you do that instantly. So whatever they have to do, they do it instantly. You don't wait too long to do it. This is the Avyakta Murli of 18th January 2012. To do instantly means to do it now. To do instantly means do not postpone. To do it instantly means no excuses. You don't give any lame excuses for anything. To do it now means perfect time management. To do it now means do not procrastinate. Procrastination is the thief of time. It steals away your time. Do not do it instantly means do not postpone. Not to postpone. This is the meaning of the word do it now. Do it instantly. Do it at this very moment. Do not put off the things. Do not procrastinate. Do not postpone. So we'll discuss something about this habit of postponing. If you study all the successful people around the globe, especially those from businesses, the one thing that they have managed very well in their life is time. Those who use time in the most efficient manner are the most successful people. And if you destroy time, time will destroy you. And time is here and time is now. What I am doing throughout the day? If you can just focus on your yesterday, what you did from Amrit Vela till late at night. There are so many things which were time wasters and energy drainers. There are so many things that we need to do now and yet we are postponing it, thinking that I will do that tomorrow. But know well that time cannot be replaced. Time is ever flowing. Time is flux. Time is going. The time which is in my hand now will not come back again. And there is no replacement of time. And time is so critical and becoming more and more critical every passing day. understand the critical value of this time. Such a time will not come again. When I postpone things, what happens? Delay is danger. There's always that thing is at the back of my mind. I have to keep on thinking about that thing. That thing is hanging somewhere at the back of my mind. And I know I have not done it. I have not done it. I have to do it. I have not done it. I have to do it. And probably it is the most difficult thing, most toughest thing. And I always delay it. The very nature of its being tough, difficult, arduous makes me to delay it. Or somehow I don't want to go to that thing because mind prefers the path of least resistance. If there are two paths, this is an easy one. This is a difficult one. Which will mind take? The one which is most easy, where there are no difficulties, no barrier, no barricades, no obstacles, no difficulties, no problems, no miseries, no sorrows, no suffering. That path mind takes. But the path of effort, intense effort, is not that path. Is not that shortcut, is not that easy way. Mark Twain had written somewhere, eat the frog first. What is that? Means do the most difficult things first. And there are some important things we need to understand about this. Why I should not postpone things? And what should I do for this not postponing thing? Not to give way to procrastination. What should I do? Prioritize. Eisenhower complex. We had seen and undone spiritual activity also here long back, maybe 2 years back. Prioritize. Which is the most important thing I have to do today? And which is the least important thing? And which is the thing which I should not do at all? Make compartments like this. Which is the most important thing? People come to Madhuban and they waste their time in meeting people. That's it. And they go away. That was the least important thing. The most important thing was silence, which is lost. There are three types of silence. What are they? There are three types of silence. One is speech. The silence begins with absence of speech. The best thing, the best vrat, oath, to take before coming to Madhuban is to enter into total silence. We will not speak. Just sit, observe, do not speak. It's a very good thing. They can silence our body. You should be able to keep your body in the one posture for a long time. That is known as silence of body. Once you keep your hand here, let it remain here. Don't keep on moving here, here, here. There is something you are scratching, itching. Why do you want to do that? There are people who just sit. For example, now you are sitting. Learn to sit in the same posture for at least half an hour. If you have kept your hands like this, just let them remain like this. Don't move. See what happens. Something will happen. Something which had not happened before. This is known as Aryamon. The first mon is of vani, of speech. The second is of body, kaya. Body should remain still. It should not move. And it is not during yoga, in other moments. Once Mahatma, this Buddha was giving a discourse, a lecture, and he found there is one person sitting and he's constantly moving his legs like this, feet like this, like this, like this. Buddha stopped speaking. He said, first stabilize yourself. Then only I'll speak. If these fingers are moving, if these toes are moving, means mind is moving. Learn to stabilize the mind, the body. This is a very good practice. And third is the mind. These three are known as noble silence. Aryamon. Mind, to make the mind silent is the very high stage. Forget this right now. First, master this and this. Third will be the result of first two. One of the best practices which you can do at home is to spend one whole day when you have holiday in total silence. Absolute silence. No word should come out of the lips. Nothing means nothing. Total silence. And if this is done in groups, this is very good. Everybody should know that I should not speak. So what are the time wasters? And what are the energy drainers? Why do we delay? First, because we think by postponing we will be able to do it nicely. You know that book Alice in Wonderland. A small Alice enters into a new kingdom, a fairyland, a wonderland, where she meets the queen and she is invited for the tea party. And she goes into the tea party and she sits and she says, "Where is the jam? Jam." The queen says, "The jam is not available today. It is available every alternate day. But that alternate day is not today." So next day, "Where is the jam?" The queen says, "It is available every alternate days, and that alternate day is not today. So it will never come and it will never be available." So also here, if I say that I will do this tomorrow, it will never be done. So the first thing is prioritize thing. Second, make a to-do list. Early morning, make this list. This is very important. There are so many online software available. To-do list and that which one? Evernote. That's very good. Evernote. These are online softwares available on cell phone. Evernote. You can make a to-do list. This is the thing I have to do today. If I don't do this and I straight away headlong jump into the day, I end up doing things which are least important, giving more time to them. Other thing is to manage your digital things. Management of emails. This is the most important things. Always make partitions that unimportant mails, they automatically enter into those regions where we can see later on. There are so many different ways of managing emails. It's not necessary that early morning you get up at 3 o'clock and first thing you do is to see email. That is not the thing. Email management. This is one important part. WhatsApp management. What to do with this? One of the worst and the best time wasters is status. People keep on updating their status. That only shows that they want others to know what I am doing and what I like and what I love. One, so that makes you extrovert. And there is another group who are interested in knowing the status of other people. They both are dangerous things. Why you want to update anything? Unless and until you are going somewhere out or something, some very important, and your mobile is off for a few days, that's fine. Otherwise, it is pure waste of time. It's pure waste of time. Stop touching this status thing. And this will not happen because I just said now. You have to sit in silence and do something about it. Think. Because this is wasting time. What he has written, what she has written, what he has written. Okay, he likes that, he loves that. What you have achieved? It has made you only extrovert. Nothing else. So this is a dangerous thing. Other thing is this. This video calling and all those things. They are also making you more and more body conscious. There's no need of that. Other thing is YouTube. Don't touch it. This is also danger. You can try this for 7 days. Do not touch it. Do not touch at all. Don't see anything in it. Nothing means nothing. You will be a happier person. Lot of time would be saved. What to see? There's nothing to see. Okay, some lecture. Let that lecture remain there. Create some restlessness. You will get it. If you want, you can ask somebody to send you audio. If you want to listen something. What do you want to see? There's nothing to be seen. He is becoming unhappy. There's nothing to be seen. This you can try. 7 days. Okay? Don't touch it. Don't open it only. YouTube fasting. Digital detox. This is very important. There is a software available, Digital Detox. It tells you how many minutes you will be offline. And if you break that, if you make a thought or resolution that 15 minutes I will not break. And if you break, you have to charge, you have to pay. There's a charge, there are charges available. You have to pay. The money would be cut from your wallet. 70 rupees, 100 rupees. So that is important thing. So that is another thing. What about other things which are in digital world, which are time wasters? Online. Keep on going online all the time. Stay offline. Do 3 days offline putty. Do not touch internet at all. See what happens. You will realize so much time is saved, which was going waste. Time will be saved. Other thing is time boxing. Time boxing. What I have to do from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m., 9 to 10, 10 to 11, 11 to 12. Make a list of this. One is to-do list, list of tasks. Another is of time boxing. For example, today. Now it is towards 5, half past 5. So what I am going to do till 6 o'clock. Okay. From 6:30 to 7 o'clock, I have half an hour. This class ends at 6:30. So what I have to do in that half an hour? From 6:30 to 7, and then from 7 to 8, what I have to do? From 8 to 9, what I have to do? From 9 to 10, what I have to do? From 10 to 11, what I have to do? Make a detailed list of things till night. And then see, watch, observe what has happened. Is it has happened as per what I had planned? Or it had failed. Also keep some buffer in between. That is known as time buffering. If you have kept the Murli time from 7 to 8. So after 8, it's not immediately 8 to 8.15 I'll finish my breakfast. It's not like that. Because you keep 10-15 minutes in between. So that is known as time buffering. This is known as time boxing. So time boxing and time buffering. Prioritizing things. Do not... And sometimes you can always distribute things. If you have one task to do, if you can just see you have a group of people with you, distribute them. You do this, you do this, you do that. It is not that I will do everything. If it's a group work, let the team divide. Other thing is learn to do, avoid multitasking. Another is if I'm going in the market, let me first sit down in meditation and think what all things I have to do when I go to that area. I have to purchase something, I have to go to bank. So let me club things together. This is known as clubbing things together so that I waste time. Do not waste my time. Time is currency. Time is currency. I should not waste a single moment. Every moment I should be doing something or other. Baba said in the recent Avyakta Murli on Sunday, you are a server 24/7. Nirantar Seva Dhari. All the time I am doing something or other. And the most important service is service unto myself. I am making my own time valuable for myself. My task is to become perfect, complete. My task is to pay attention to keep on checking myself all the time where I have wasted my time. Time is most important thing. I should be doing something or other all the time. At least revising Murli in my own mind, thinking about some point, some churning, some spiritual drill or something or other. It's not that 2 hours I just wasted watching something nonsensical things. 2 hours. Another is chatting. This is also a dangerous thing. People spend chatting on WhatsApp. If you have a person with whom you feel you chat more, block him. No need of chatting, and tell him, you also block me. So that if at all there is anything we want to speak, we will call up and speak. There should be a mutual understanding. Because when chatting starts, it starts at 9 p.m. and goes on till 11 p.m. And there is no end to this. One message and one message. One message and another message. One message and another message. There is no end to this. This is an unending affair that goes on and on and on and on. And what is the result? Nothing. This is a very dangerous thing. This chat business. Time pass. Just stop this. The best thing is pick up the phone and call up and ask the person and talk with him and finish it straight. That's it. That is the best thing. Otherwise, this chatting, this sharing, and that sending of images and jokes and all those things, these all are time waste. Modern time wasters. Digital time wasters. There is nothing we achieve by this. The best thing is keep it aside and focus. What are the most important things? So time buffering, prioritizing things, clubbing things together, making a list of things which you want to do in life, ultimate goal, keep calendar, keep watch with you, and managing emails, doing most important things of life, like focus on your room. This is the room. This is the cupboard. You have not cleaned that cupboard from such a long time. Why? Because there is no time. Why there is no time? Because the focus is distracted. Make it focused. This is the thing I have to do. What are my pending works? In emails, in digital work, or in life, in my room, in my office, in files, pending things which I should have done and I have not done. Make a list of those things first of all. Before jumping into anything, this is the most important thing, and which is the most difficult thing I always fear in life. Let me start with that. I have to learn something. I have not learned. Let me start learning it. It could be language, it could be some skill, it could be anything. But I have planning of learning it. Exercise. People have no time for exercising. They are busy in yoga all the time, meditating. And they don't know what they are doing. And when they fall sick, there's no meditation. So you have to take out time for exercise. You have to take out time for yourself, for churning, for silence, for meditation, for contemplation, for being in the company of nature. See what beauty is there in the nature. Forest bath. Spend some time all alone when nobody is there. Spend time with sun. You know, sun is a friend. Sun is a very good friend. Watch it. Sun gazing. It's one of the best thing. Sunrise, sunset. Watch them. Feel them. There are people who have never seen sunrise and sunset. They have no time. So best thing is sun gazing. Sit and watch and see and feel the energy, the vibes, the power. There are people who have never heard the chirpings of birds. Go and sit on some rock and hear the chirpings of the birds. Take out time for yourself. Take out time for your room. Take out time to clear the digital nonsense. Delete. This is the most important, good thing. Just delete all the unimportant things. Unimportant numbers. No need. Yeah, that is also a very good thing. But most important things should be there. And what is the unimportant and which is wasting my time, that I should stop. That is what we have to do. So Baba said, double foreigners have what a speciality. Whatever they decide, they do it now. Immediately, instantly, without postponing, without delaying, without procrastinating, without putting it off for tomorrow. Do it now. In now is the time. Now is the time to do. Om Shanti.
Om Shanti. The double foreigners are the decoration of the Yajna. Whenever you come, you are the decoration of the Yajna. Everyone becomes so happy because you have one very good speciality. Whatever you have to do, you do that instantly. You don't wait too long to do it. 18th January 2012.